Welcome to Vistas by WebCheck Security, the podcast that focuses on cybersecurity solutions, leadership, and entrepreneurship. My name is Greg Johnson, and I'm your host. Vistas is sponsored by Nexus IT Consultants in Salt Lake City, a world-class IT support and IT solutions organization led by CEO Earl Foote. This is a wonderful partner and a wonderful organization. Go to their website today, nexusitc.net. That's N-E-X-U-S-I-T-C.net, and schedule your IT service consultation today. Do it. Don't wait. NexusITC.net. Today, we focus on some cool stuff. We're going to be talking about automated versus manual pen testing. This is a hot topic. It's been a hot topic with many of our clients, and there's a lot of education that needs to happen out there. Again, my name is Greg Johnson. I'm the host of this podcast, and I'm also the CEO and founder of WebCheck Security. As we've talked to many of our clients, first of all, they need to understand often what the difference between a scan and a pen test is. So let's talk about that for a minute. First of all, a scan is simply a technology that goes out, looks for open ports, finds against a database what you call common vulnerabilities and exploits, and then reports on those, raw report. Some of those may be false positives, some of them may not be, others will have contextual-based things. Other exploits and vulnerabilities will have additional threats underneath them, but the scan doesn't go any further than that. Manual pen testing is all about a real-world simulated attack that's actually conducted by a real hacker, albeit one with benevolent intent. Typically, these hackers have certifications such as the OSCP and many other wonderful certifications, PNPT, OSWE, and there are a number of them. Incidentally, at WebCheck Security, we only hire engineers that have taken the real live simulated tests, not just the book learning ones. And therefore, they have a higher level of competency. Well, what is the difference then between a manual test and an automated test? Automated tests, similar to scans, are platforms that have algorithmic exploitation built in. In other words, they'll do more than just scan. Some of them will actually attempt to a certain level some exploits in order to determine how exploitable something is. So it goes to that next level beyond just manual, scanning. Now, before we go any further, let's kind of set the stage for the industry today. Why do we need to have penetration tests, scans, etc.? Well, first of all, if you're following a best practices framework such as ISO 27001, or you're beholden to other frameworks such as the payment card industry, PCI, or even the full enterprise level NIST CSF or the CIS or Center for Internet Security, all of the above advocate having annual penetration tests and at least quarterly scans. In many cases, having manual penetration testing and automated vulnerability scans, or also as it's becoming to be known, continuous threat and exploit management or exposure management, or CTEM, C-T-E-M, can provide even better coverage than just a once-a-year penetration test. But there are other things happening that would cause us to want to know this. Do you know that ransomware payments hit a record $1.1 billion? Dollars in 2023. And of course, we all know that ransomware is a malicious type of software that encrypts the victim's data and demands a payment, usually in cryptocurrency, to restore access. We have had clients approach us that said, hey, we need a forensic investigation and we need your help. And we gladly at WebCheck Security have gone in and helped them. But ransomware attacks have become a major threat to not just government and nation state attackers, but to businesses and to individuals around the world. We recently had a client that had some of their laptops locked out. And fortunately, they had some backups, and they were able to restore their business relatively quickly. But the cost of doing so can be outstanding. And maybe we'll cover that in another session. But here are some additional stats. This comes to us from a report by Chainalysis, which is a blockchain analysis company. And it says that the $1.1 billion in 2023 had doubled from $567 million the year before. There's been an emergence of new ransomware variants, and I won't go into the details of all this, but the adoption of big game hunting strategy by some ransomware groups, which involves targeting a larger and more lucrative organization such as casinos, airlines, and infrastructure providers, has become a thing. The exploitation of vulnerabilities in widely used software. For example, we recently saw a major vulnerability in the ConnectWise platform, a reputable and good platform used for remote management by many MSPs. And so it becomes critical to provide constant updates and constant development in fixing the vulnerabilities that lead to these exploits. The use of sophisticated techniques to evade detection and encryption, such as double extortion, which is threatening to leak stolen data if the ransom is not paid, data exfiltration, which is stealing sensitive information before encrypting it, and DDoS attacks, which is overwhelming the victim's network with traffic to prevent recovery. These things are on the rise. Some other notes that occurred in 2023, we had the major attack on the Colonial Pipeline, which is a U.S. fuel operator that supplies about 45% of the East Coast fuel. And that resulted in a temporary shutdown of its operations and a payment of $4.4 billion to Bitcoin, in Bitcoin to the DarkSide ransomware group. That, incidentally, was a group that was funded by some of the Russian covert cyber ops groups. There was also an attack on British Airways and Caesars Entertainment. Now, you may be thinking, if you're listening to this podcast, well, my business is small and, you know, I'm not really a target. Well, that's the famous last words, because many of our MSP clients will bring us their smaller clients that have, in fact, been hacked or been hit with a ransomware attack. And it costs a significant amount of money to do the forensic investigation, get them up and running. And so really, we're all targets. Well, that's kind of the state of the industry. And so it's critical that we're vigilant on following a best practices framework. And as I mentioned before, most of those best practices frameworks will advocate for at least annual penetration testing. Now, why is that helpful? Well, it's a red team exercise that helps you to better blue team. And what I mean by that is it's offensive security, finding the loopholes, validating them, finding out which layers of the onion can be peeled to expose more vulnerability, exploiting it, documenting it, and then properly communicating that to the client so that they can fix it. And that's the key thing, is fixing those vulnerabilities so you're better able to withstand those types of attacks. Well, so that leads to the concept of manual pen testing and automated pen testing. It recently came to our attention that Google, Amazon, and there are many other cloud environments where if you are connecting to them with services or hosting your services, they will require a manual kind of a certified pen test every year. And in one case, on some of the documentation, and this I believe was on Google, it says it cannot be an automated platform, nor can it be a manual review of an automated platform. So manual pen testing certainly has its place. It requires skilled and experienced ethical hackers who can think like real attackers, have experience, can use their creativity and intuition to find and exploit vulnerabilities. And part of that, where the AI-based platforms are not quite up to snuff yet, is the planning and the scoping, properly determining the scope, not hitting things that shouldn't be hit, and also talking about the methodology of the pen test. For example, we have engaged with many organizations that wanted us to run certain scripts, processing credit cards, and then trying to break out into other escalation points. And that certainly can be part of a good penetration test. Also, finding business flaws and logic flaws that would lead you to root access. So certainly that's a good point in manual penetration testing. Also the reconnaissance. We might go out to GitHub, Pastebin, and social media sources to find sources of credentials and information about a company that would help us to better gain access to their environments. And manual or automated pen tests don't provide that layer to the same degree. And then when it talks about tools and platforms, I was once told by one of our chief pen testers that the manual pen test, the tester will use sometimes up to 100 different tools. And so these expert engineers are not using a single platform or a single scanner, but they're using multiple tools to try and find things such as SQL injection, cross-site scription, broken authentication, Active Directory problems and misconfigurations, and of course the list goes on. But therefore, you can see the thoroughness in that process. If you've hired a good penetration testing organization, they're going to be using multiple tools and techniques. And a lot of these testers have experience with Java, PHP, C#, and many development languages. And so they can reverse engineer, inject code, and see how applications respond. And then there's the exploitation phase where, for example, on an internal pen test, which is typically done in order to expose the vulnerabilities that would exist should attacker get into the organization. So it's a best practice. We have had cases before where we found in the HR materials, all of the C-suites, social security numbers, and salary information. And of course, in the report, all of that would be masked, and only samples would be given. But the important thing is we found it, and here's how we navigated to it. And most importantly, here is how you fix it so that an attacker or a bad actor within the network could not pivot to that server or that application. And then pen test engineers will thoroughly document all of their findings, provide evidence of exploitation, and give solid recommendations for remediation. So that's basically the bottom line of the manual pen test. So some of the pros of manual pen testing, well, it identifies complex vulnerabilities that automated tools may miss or misinterpret, such as logic flaws, chained exploits, or context-specific issues. It helps avoid false positive. Manual testers can validate the results of automated scans and eliminate false positive, which are alerts that indicate a vulnerability that does not exist or is not exploitable. And also, manual pen testers can provide actionable advice that explain the impact, root cause, remediation steps for each vulnerability, as well as offer guidance and support for fixing them. What are some of the cons then of manual pen testing? Well, sometimes the costs are a little more prohibitive. Although, if you look at, there are some great tools out there, Horizon AI, Ridge Security, and we use a phenomenal internal-external technology that we position more as a continuous threat management solution called Shield, and Contact Web Check Security, and we can give you more on that, but it scans Active Directory objects for misconfigurations and vulnerabilities, as well as provides some algorithmic exploit attempts of other internal assets. It's fantastic. But these tools can sometimes be just as expensive as the manual pen test. However, I will say that typically a manual penetration test where you're dealing with engineers will be a little bit more cost prohibitive and time consuming. Manual pen testers will take longer because they're going to be thoroughly looking at different angles with different tools, evaluating code and different concepts. And there will be variable coverage. Manual pen testing may not cover all the aspects of a system or application because it depends on skills, knowledge, and preferences of the individual pen tester. So those could be some potential cons. Well, let's look at automated pen testing for a minute. What is it? What are the pros? What are the cons? So automated pen testing is a relatively newer way of conducting the pen test. It also feeds into the concept of continuous testing, or as we like to phrase it, continuous threat management. It relies on software tools that automate the scanning and testing of target system for known vulnerabilities. Automated testing will typically follow these steps. One, it will configure, the users configure the tool with the target systems, which could be URLs, credentials, parameters, and other settings, IPs, externally and internally. And I will say you have to be careful because, for example, as of this writing, Ridge Security claims to do application testing and do it pretty well. But what I find is a lot of these tools, Horizon AI as an example, are more skewed towards internal, external testing. And we use different tools for the application and API testing. And so there really isn't a kind of one-size-fits-all tool as of this podcast. They're getting better and so forth, but just something to be aware of. And then step number three, reporting. The tool generates a report that lists the vulnerabilities found by this scan, along with what you would expect, severity, description, and references. So what are the pros of the automated pen testing? Well, potentially lower cost. Where the cost would be lower, because these software platforms are not cheap, but where the cost comes in is if you're doing frequent tests, for example, at least once a quarter or more than once a quarter, then it can be a lot more resource and cost effective because of the coverage that you're getting. And, you know, it requires less human interaction. But don't be fooled. There is, you know, typically, if you've got an internal pen tester or even an organization outside that's running these for you, it goes a lot better than just the layman or even the lay IT fellow trying to learn it and scan it and configure it. It still takes time, resources. Potentially, there's a faster process. Automated pen testing can be faster than manual pen testing because it can scan and test, you know, large systems or applications in a matter of minutes or hours. And then finally, there's consistent coverage. Automated pen testing can cover all aspects of a system or application because it does not depend on human judgment or bias. So there are some cons there. And I see the biggest one as being cost for coverage for frequent testing, more so than just the manual testing. Now, some of the cons of automated pen testing. Automated pen testing has some drawbacks, and here are three of them. One is a missing complex vulnerability. So automated tools may not find some vulnerabilities that require human intelligence or creativity to discover or exploit, you know, such as some logic or business flaws, chained exploits, or context-specific issues. Number two, producing false positives. Automated tools may have a tendency to generate false positives that waste time and resources of users who have to verify and dismiss them. And again, if an IT resource that specializes in running systems, either cloud, network, and they may be an expert at that, but not thoroughly trained in the ways of the pen test gospel, they may miss some of the abilities to verify and reproduce results and fix them. And then number three, one of the cons of automated pen testing, lacking actionable advice. Automated tools may provide pretty good reports, but may lack some guidance on how to fix the vulnerabilities found by the scans and may suggest generic or inappropriate solutions. So there's some of the pros and cons. So as we wrap this up, manual versus automated pen testing, which one to choose? Well, let's find out in a minute after this break. We partner with Nexus IT. Nexus IT is a great organization for delivering managed services. And why would you choose Nexus IT? Well, first of all, they are run by some amazing brethren, I call them, in the technology realm. Founder Earl Foote not only plays the bass guitar, but he's just a visionary CEO. Jake Hiller, running their sales organization, mature, understands that clients need high-level consultation. And partnering with Nexus IT will allow you to shake off the responsibility of keeping your IT running and accomplish more of your own work. Their team will show you how IT can revolutionize the way you do business, support your growth far into the future. They support cloud. They support specialized applications. They have business savvy, and they have excellent technicians. So I would suggest that you reach out to them at 435-487-9099, or for new customers, their sales organization could be reached at 877-689-6904. That's 877-689-6904. Or, of course, you can always go to nexusitc.net. That's N-E-X-U-S-I-T-C for IT consultants.net. nexusitc.net. Okay, back to the topic at hand. So, as we wrap up this podcast, which one do you choose, manual or automated pen testing? And there's no definitive answer to which method is better, as both have their strengths and weaknesses. The best approach is to use a combination of both methods, depending on the situation and the goals of the pen test. So in other words, a manual pen test is always going to be more thorough, but it's a little bit more budget intensive. It does take more time. Automated pen testing technologies, or continuous threat management, as we like to call it, will provide better overall coverage for the buck. Well, let's review some of these other things here. So some factors that can help you to decide. Here they are. Number one is scope. If you want to test a large or complex system or an application, you may want to first use an automated technology and scan it for common vulnerabilities, and then use manual pen testing to verify and exploit them, as well as to look for other weaknesses that automated tools may miss. Number two, budget. If you have a limited budget, you may want to use automated pen testing to save money and time. And then use manual pen testing only for the critical or high-risk areas of the system or application. So on that note, at WebCheck Security, we provide what we call hybrid testing. And often when an organization is more budget-challenged and they're not required to have a traditional manual pen test because of PCI or ISO 27001, et cetera, or FedRAMP, which do require them, then we will recommend a hybrid test, which is we come in with some of our automated tools. We won't use multiple tools, and we won't use multiple exploit techniques because it's not a full manual pen test at full cost. But what we will do is run some automated platforms and then focus only on the high and critical risk vulnerabilities. So medium risk vulnerabilities will be reported, but not exploited and investigated and validated. But if there are highs and criticals, our engineers will look into them, validate them, do a little bit of exploitation to see how far they can get. But overall, it takes them a lot less time, so we're not going to charge as much. So the budgetary considerations can be important. And then finally, objectives. If you want to comply with a regulation or standard that requires a pen test, well, you have to use the manual pen testing. And we've mentioned PCI, ISO 27001, FedRAMP, HITRUST, many of these do require it, CMMC, if you're at the higher levels. And auditors are smart. They can tell an automated test from a manual one, and they want, you know, also the assurance that it was conducted by a pen testing firm and is indeed a traditional pen test. If you want to improve your security posture and prevent data breaches, you may want to use automated pen testing to identify and fix the vulnerabilities before the attackers do, and then follow up with the manual pen testing. So listen, conclusion here. Pen testing is an essential practice for organizations that want to protect their systems and applications from cyber attacks. Pen testing can be performed manually or automatically, and each have their pros and cons. Manual pen testing involves human experts who use various tools and techniques to attack the target system. It can identify complex vulnerabilities, avoid false positives, and provide actionable advice, but it is also more costly, time-consuming, and limited in coverage. On the other hand, automated pen testing involves software tools or a platform that automate the scanning and testing of the target system for known vulnerabilities. It can lower costs, speed up the process, and ensure consistent coverage, but it may also miss complex vulnerabilities, produce false positives, and lack actionable advice. The best way to conduct a pen test is to use a combination of both methods. So, in fact, we have something at WebCheck called WebCheck Cadence, which is a full pen test product, but followed up by a cadence of quarterly testing using some of our automated tools. If you have large internal or external infrastructure, we use a tool called Shield, which provides continuous threat and exposure management, and will not only check Active Directory, but use some automated algorithmic exploitation technology to provide a little bit higher level of coverage. And that's a subscription service that we manage for you on a monthly basis. It only costs $2, $3, depending on the scenario, per IP, per endpoint. So it's a very valuable and not a bad solution to look into. Bottom line is, if you're looking for a reliable and affordable solution for pen testing, give us a call or come see us at webcheckSecurity.com. Also, you can reach us at 1-800-PEN-TEST. One final plug on this podcast today is there aren't many pure cybersecurity forums out there. There's the big RSA forum, of course, and that encompasses many technologies. And there's Black Hat. But we have a wonderful little conference here in the Salt Lake City area called the WebCheck Cybersecurity Summit. It's only one day. It's once a year. And you can get more information to that by going to webchecksecurity.com/summit. I would suggest that you check it out. This year, the CISO of Arctic Wolf will be conducting the keynote, as well as a member of the Army Intelligence Community will be speaking to us, and I'll be conducting the popular Risk and Compliance Panel. There have been some changes to CMMC, PCI, and many of the standards, and we're going to deep dive into those at the Risk and Compliance Panel. We also have many wonderful sponsors and vendors that will be there. It's sponsored by MicroAge, which is a large VAR. Anything you need, you can get from MicroAge and many others. We're just very excited to have this this conference. Other sponsors include ARC360, which is a cyber CPA firm, Totem Tech, Now CFO, Nexus, of course, and many, many others. We would love it if you would register, and we'll see you there. Also, sponsorships are still available for those organizations that want to have visibility, a booth, or even more. Information can be had at webchecksecurity.com/summit. Well, this is Greg Johnson again, CEO of WebCheck Security, thanking you for listening to our podcast today. Please subscribe to our podcast on our site and continue to follow us. All of the music today was provided by Suit Up Soldier, and that can be found and downloaded on your popular streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, etc. Again, we acknowledge our sponsor, Nexus IT Consultants. And until next time, see only the good in others and look for positive things to say. This is Greg Johnson with Vistas signing out.